Welcome to the Joy of Cruising podcast with your host, award-winning author, Paul C. Thornton, a weekly conversation with the amazing cruisers featured in the Joy of Cruising trilogy, comprised of The Joy of Cruising, Cruising Interrupted, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again. Each book is a compilation of features about cruisers and cruise and travel personalities from around the world. It's the next best thing to cruising, hearing about cruising from the unique and diverse perspectives of Paul's amazing guests.
Hello from the Bahamas, Passionate Cruisers. This is Paul.
And this is Cheryl. This week on the Joy of Cruising podcast, we want to share our plans to check off some cruise bucket list items in 2024 and 2025. Now, the list is not necessarily all-inclusive. These are cruises we've paid money towards. However, I'm sure Mr. Joy of Cruising podcast over here would find room on his calendar if someone wanted to send him on a media trip. Hint, hint.
Yes. Yes, I would. And if I added another cruise, Mrs. The Joy of Cruising podcast over here would probably remind me, as she tends to do from time to time, that she does like land, you know. Yes, we kind of have divergent outlooks on cruising and a few other things. They say opposites attract, and there is certainly some truth to that. Maybe that's why we spent our 30th anniversary on the water, Celebrity Beyond. And God willing, we'll spend our 35th anniversary on whatever the 2027 Celebrity flagship is. Let me move on because I feel a penetrating side eye aimed at me. I chose to do this 2024-2025 bucket list podcast for a couple of reasons, several reasons. First of all, among my favorite things to do in life, right below cruising, is talking about cruising. That's why I started this podcast and wrote The Joy of Cruising books. Secondly, almost everything on my bucket list was inspired by some of the fascinating cruisers I have met through the books, through The Joy of Cruising books, and The Joy of Cruising podcast. So I can give some of them a shout out, and you can go back through the podcast or to their blog or YouTube channel and check them out yourselves. And finally, maybe I will inspire a cruise line rep, an industry expert, a cruise personality, or some other passionate cruiser who has a fascinating story to reach out about a destination or a ship that we talked about today. And I can bring their insight to the cruise community on a future podcast.
I guess it would help if I told you where we are, since Paul started the podcast off by saying hello from the Bahamas. We are on the Norwegian Pearl, having just left the Great Stirrup Cay and en route to Nassau. Anyone who has read Paul's memoirs knows what music means to him. And if you've read any of the Joy of Cruising books, you know his interest in theme cruises. It's like pursuing two passions all at once. So we are on the Maxwell Urban Hank Suite Cruise, our first cruise of 2024.
Maxwell is an R&B superstar, and Urban Hank Suite is the name of his first album. We got to see him last year in our adopted home of Charlotte, North Carolina. In fact, we've seen all but one of the headliners on this sold-out cruise on NCL Pearl. In addition to Maxwell, the cruise features Ledisi, Robert Glasper, Sabrina Claudio, Music Soul Child, Lila James, and Gallant. And it's supported by DJs and comedians. On February 22nd's podcast, Cheryl and I will share some reflections about the cruise. Our follow-up cruise, scheduled for late April, early May, will enable us to check off two bucket list items. It will be our first transatlantic cruise. I have engaged with several cruisers who have done multiple transatlantics, and they almost sound like a special group of cruisers. Someone who have done as many as 10 transatlantic cruises and plan to do more. Plus, a transatlantic just sounds like it would fit my cruising lifestyle. I'm an introvert who likes to relax, look out at the water, listen to music, write, and contemplate podcast topics. The second bucket list item that we can check off as a result of sailing this transatlantic is it will be our first time sailing Virgin Voyages. It's a 15-day transatlantic Miami to the Med, and the cruise starts with 8 sea days, so we will be trying much of the award-winning food I have heard so much about on Virgin Voyages. The Joy of Cruising podcast will be doing a reflections episode as soon as we get back in early May. So each of us will opine as to whether or not Virgin Voyages food lives up to the hype.
After the 8 sea days, we stop at Madeira, an island of Portugal, Malaga, Spain, then Valencia, Spain, and we disembark in Barcelona, Spain. So Spain tourism experts, or someone who could talk about Madeira, Paul would love to host you on the Joy of Cruising podcast.
When I outlined this episode, I had a comment about how I'd love to chat with a cruiser who was an experienced transatlantic cruiser. I suspect many of our listeners are like me and are fascinated sailing a transatlantic. Then I came across a social media post from a creator and a friend, Sweet Natured, which mentioned their article published in the January-February issue of Sailaway magazine about transatlantic cruising. So I have invited Sweet Natured to come on the Joy of Cruising podcast on April 4th to talk about their experience with transatlantics. Sailaway magazine was created by my new friends, Sail Away with Dan and Jay, who were on the show a couple of months ago.
Our next cruise in August truly is a very special event in so many ways, and it enables us to check off several bucket list items. It will be our first river cruise, the Amor Waterways, soulful Epicurean cruise on the Amor Christina. After 7 days on the Rhone River in France, we then go to Paris for a 3-day Black History tour. Although we've been to France, this will be our first trip to Paris. Oh, by the way, we have good friends joining us on this trip. Joan and Jim Sloan, who have been on the podcast on the episode Couples Travel, which focus on their bucket list trip to Egypt.
Only a few years ago, a river cruise was not on my radar. Then, in conjunction with my second cruising book, Cruising Interrupted, I interviewed Heidi Spangler and Ted Skull for a feature on Quirky Cruise, the authority on small ship cruising. As a result of that learning experience, I found that cruising extended far beyond mass market megaships, and I put a river cruise on my bucket list. Then for my latest book, The Joy of Cruising Again, I featured Dan and Mikkel of Sometime Sailing, and our discussion centered on both the cultural and practical aspects of river cruising. That pushed me to actively look at booking a river cruise. And I was leaning towards Amor Waterways and the Amor Christina as a result of a favorable review at Sometime Sailing. By the way, both Quirky Cruise and Sometime Sailing have been featured on the Joy of Cruising podcast. Then, fortuitously, I received an email from Festival of Sea, the oldest and largest African-American cultural cruise that has run a sold-out full-ship charter for over 35 years straight. I sailed the Festival at Sea annual cruise several years ago, and I've profiled the cruise and Festival at Sea's founder, Patricia Yarbrough, in The Joy of Cruising, and Patricia has also appeared on the podcast. Festival at Sea has an affiliate brand called Friends of Festival at Sea, which every few years offers very upscale luxury cruises to exotic destinations. And since learning about Festival at Sea, I've had a bucket list aspiration to sail on a friend's voyage. Through the Friends of Festival at Sea, they were offering a full ship charter of the Amber Waterways Soulful Epicurean French River Cruise 2024 on the Amber Christina, which holds 154 passengers. So I will be checking off my bucket list: a river cruise, Paris, and my first Friends of Festival at Sea cruise. But wait, there's more. This will be my first assignment as a freelance travel writer. I will be writing an article about the Soulful Epicurean French River Cruise for Quirky Cruise, which, as I said, is the source for reviews, news, and roundups about small ship cruises.
Let me talk briefly about the itinerary. We will fly to Marseille, transfer to Arles, France, to board the Amber Christina, and then do a 7-day cruise to Avignon, Versailles, Tournon, Lyon, and then we will board a high-speed train to Paris and spend 3 days touring in Paris with a focus on Black history, as they do on all the luxury vessels that are the settings for a Friends of Festival at Sea cruise. Festival at Sea will bring their own DJ, dance instructor, and world-renowned comedian and host Damon Williams, whom we experienced on our first Festival at Sea cruise, and who will be on the podcast in a few weeks. And of course, when we return, we'll discuss the itinerary and our reflections of the bucket list experience in detail. In November, we're doing a 9-night cruise on Celebrity Ascent to the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao. We honeymooned in Aruba over 30 years ago and always wanted to go back to the island. The cruise also stops at Georgetown, Cayman Islands. At this moment, Celebrity Beyond is our favorite ship and had the best food of any ship we've been on. We are anticipating a similarly wonderful experience from its new sister, Celebrity Ascent.
We open up 2025 with another one of those cruises that check off multiple bucket list items. In February 2025, we sail a 12-night cruise to the Panama Canal on Holland America Line's flagship, Rotterdam. I have long marveled at the passionate cruisers I have interviewed over the years telling me about their experiences at the Panama Canal, and it has long been on my bucket list. Neil Gregory, the subject of Cruise Ship Diaries, both in The Joy of Cruising Again and a hilarious June episode of The Joy of Cruising podcast, visited the Panama Canal weekly on his first contract as a cruise ship videographer. And reliving his experiences with him probably sealed the deal for me to check a crossing of Panama Canal off the bucket list. Surprisingly, this Panama Canal cruise marks our first time sailing Holland America Line, I say surprisingly because I have previously interviewed a couple of HAL captains, Captain Boz and Captain Albert, Chef Rudy, HAL's master chef, HAL supercruiser Candace Bregman of Sea of Glamour, a HAL cruise director, a HAL communications manager, and I covered the wonderful story of the Today Show sending a daughter and her mom as HAL Mother's Day cruise. I was even featured in HAL's official blog. Both items, Panama Canal and Sailing HAL, are a long time coming, and I can't wait. It's funny, when I was planning this cruise, I called Candace and asked her, what's the best HAL ship to sail to the Panama Canal? Her answer, all of them.
Our itinerary for the Rotterdam-Panama Canal is one we are excited about. And we recently received notification from HAL about a couple of changes in the itinerary that make it even better from our perspective. It is 12 nights embarking in Fort Lauderdale and stopping at HAL's private island at Half Moon Cay, Bahamas. Aruba, we will have cruise for the first time just a few months earlier. As mentioned, we did our land-based honeymoon there many years ago. This was a late substitution for Willemstad, which we've been to. Then Cartagena, Colombia, Crystal Ball, Panama, and the Panama Canal, Colon, Panama, Puerto Lima, Costa Rica, Ocho Rios, Jamaica, another late substitution for Key West, Florida. We've been to Key West and Ocho Rios several times, but we are happy with the change in disembarkation at Fort Lauderdale. We're excited to sail the Pinnacle Class Rotterdam, the largest, newest ship in the HAL fleet. On Rotterdam, live music is a focus. It has the Music Walk Entertainment Complex comprised of the Billboard Live Space, the Rolling Stone Rock Room, and the B.B. King's Blues Club, which focuses on blues and R&B. Yes, that was a draw for Paul. Of course, another draw is HAL's food, which is the opposite of a cruise ship Paul recently did a podcast about, the MSC Maravilla, which we mostly enjoyed, but Paul slammed it for not having much in the way of complimentary food options. Rotterdam's included dining options are the Lido Market Buffet, New York Deli and Pizza, Dive-In Burgers, Dutch-themed snacks at the Grand Dutch Cafe, and the main dining room. Rotterdam's specialty restaurants include the Tamarind, an Asian fusion eatery that is raved about in every review I've seen, and more than one has called it the best of its kind at sea. And of course, we will check out Rudy's Salle de Mer, especially after hosting Chef Rudy on the January 8th episode of the George Cruising Podcast.
Our next cruise in April 2025 is truly a bucket list dream cruise. Up there with the France River Cruise in its scope and magnificence. We are going on a 14-day Greek Isle cruise on the highly anticipated Sun Princess. Believe it or not, after all of this time I've been cruising, I finally get the chance to check off the very popular Princess Cruises from my bucket list. And as far as Sun Princess is concerned, we are a little late to get on this new ship, which debuts in a couple of months. But I found a great itinerary in the Greek Isles, which is also on my bucket list, so I am willing to wait to get on Sun Princess. The wait is made easier by the fact that I have some great cruises in the interim that are coming up. I also am counting on booking passionate cruisers in the next few months to come on the show and share their reflections about Sun Princess. I'll try to succinctly cover the itinerary as it is fairly port intensive, and of course, as always, we'll provide our detailed reflections after the cruise. Embarkation is in Rome, and then we go to Naples, great because on a previous land vacation and Mediterranean cruise in Italy, we did not get to stop there. Then Crete, Greece, which I just read is on the top 10 most desired destinations in the world. Istanbul, Turkey, Mykonos, Greece, Athens, Greece, Santorini, Greece, Kotor, Montenegro, the Greek island of Corfu, then Messina, a city in Sicily, Italy, and then we disembark in the beautiful city of Barcelona, Spain. An amazing cruise that we are so looking forward to from all that I have seen and heard. Sun Princess, I anticipate, will become a candidate for my new favorite ship, and this itinerary is to die for.
Rounding out 2025, we go on another relatively new ship, NCL Prima, a ship where we can't wait to sample its boutique hotel vibe and to ride go-karts at sea. In addition, the cruise has just an amazing itinerary, taking us to the Norwegian fjords and Iceland, both bucket list destinations. Another bucket list item we will be able to check off is to see London, as the cruise is a round trip from Southampton.
So exciting to see a little bit of the UK. And as you know, a third or more of the passionate cruisers I have written about in the Joy of Cruising series or interviewed on the Joy of Cruising podcast are from UK. And I have noted many times how passionate the UK cruise community seems to be. After leaving Southampton is Le Havre, France. Then another first for us, Belfast, Northern Ireland. Then 2 days in Reykjavik, Iceland. First time to Iceland for us and first time experiencing a two-day port stop. Other port stops in Iceland that I don't want to butcher their names. And then a day cruising over to the Norwegian fjords, where our first stop is Geiranger. I recall interviewing Steve Creasy of DCL Podcast for Cruising Interrupted, and he referred to Geiranger as being the most beautiful place he had seen. And that's saying a lot for a world traveler like Steve. After Geiranger, we go to Olden and then Stavanger, Norway, before we head back to Southampton to disembark. So that's our cruising plan for 2024 and 2025. Again, unless someone wants to invite us on a cruise. Thanks for listening. And as they say, we'll see you on the ocean. Hey, you know, hon, we should consider a Cunard transatlantic cruise to get us over to Southampton. The way airfare is going up like crazy.
What?
The Joy of Cruising and Cruising Interrupted each $16.99 plus shipping, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again, for $18.99 can be ordered at the link on thejoyofcruisingpodcast.com. For each of the three books, use the discount code Joy of Cruising Podcast and get $4 off. The Joy of Cruising books are also available at Amazon. Order the ebook at Amazon or your favorite online retailer. Stay in touch by joining the Joy of Cruising Podcast Facebook group or following the Joy of Cruising Podcast on Instagram. We're constantly adding new shows. Please leave a review and tell a friend about us. We hope you enjoyed this brief escape to the ocean. See you next week.